AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. We continue with Midweek Focus. And my next guest today is Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack. She is a family physician with Sanford Health in Oaks. Dr. Mertz-Hack, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Absolutely. And so, over the past... it's been a month since we've really been seeing a lot of the smoke and haze from those Canadian wildfires that really kind of bogged down the air quality and made things hard to breathe for a lot of folks, and so things like that are kind of common when people dedicate a lot of their life to smoking or work in areas that have poor ventilation. Or might just be dangerous in general for people's lungs. And so today, let's talk a little bit about lung cancer and some of that. So first off, kind of describe to us, what is lung cancer?
Yeah, so lung cancer is actually the most deadly form of cancer to Americans. And it's the third most common cancer in general. So the deadliest, but the third most common for Americans. And lung cancer essentially involves cancer of any of the parts of the lung tissue in either side or in different parts of the lungs. And major risk factors, as you said, relate to smoking, both the person smoking as well as heavy secondhand smoke. And then another factor is radon exposure that can relate to a risk factor for lung cancer as well.
All right. And so as we were talking off air just a couple of weeks ago was National Lung Cancer Awareness Day. And so what is that day encouraging people to do? What is the kind of the purpose and background behind that day?
Yeah, so I think really twofold. One is making people aware how common and especially how deadly lung cancer is. So really on the prevention side of it and then the detection side of it. So on the prevention aspect of lung cancer, the biggest factors are to not smoke or stop smoking and avoid secondhand smoke. And then on the other part of the prevention side is getting your home tested for radon. So specifically in North Dakota, our actual radon levels are considered to be very high. And so in most situations, the only consequence of high radon is lung cancer, which actually comes up most often in folks who also smoke. So it's kind of like a double whammy for folks who smoke and have high radon in their households. And so on the prevention side of it, it's actually encouraging folks to get your homes tested for radon. The Environmental Protection Agency and North Dakota Environmental Awareness Situation or the Awareness Group advocates for homes to be tested. And so the way folks can do that is to actually pick up a home radon testing kit that you can get through several different sources, whether locally or going through the North Dakota. You can just search North Dakota radon, and there's ways to get test kits as well. And so prevention is really that. Avoid or stop smoking, avoid secondhand smoke, and get tested for radon so that there can actually be mitigation to decrease the radon exposure. And then on the screening aspect of things, if folks are at high risk for lung cancer, and specifically the recommendation, which has just recently changed, is adults age 50 to 80 who have had a 20-pack-year smoking history. So that means just as an example, somebody who smoked for 20 years a pack a day, that is a 20-pack-year history, or half a pack a day for 40 years, and either currently smoke or haven't quit more than 15 years ago, are recommended to have a low-dose CT scan to actually screen for lung cancer, because those folks, we can find either nodules or early lung cancers that can be treated before they become more problematic and cause further problems for folks.
All right, and of course, every time we have you on, the end result, the kind of big takeaway is that if you have questions, if you want to get screened, if you want something checked out, it's talk to your doctor, talk to your primary care physician, whatever it may be, whoever you go to the doctor, correct?
Absolutely. And being able to get in for those regular prevention things so we can prevent problems. But then if folks are having, if you are a smoker or have symptoms that are concerning for things like we've talked about today with lung cancer or otherwise, encouraging you to seek care so that you and your healthcare, you know, physician or provider can work together to get to the bottom of things and keep you as healthy as possible.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm not sure if there did we cover everything that we wanted to cover this month?
I think so. I think those are the big things. I think for folks is just to either, you know, not or quit smoking, and would encourage folks to go out and get their homes tested for radon to try and reduce that risk of future lung cancer as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Dr. Merzak, thank you so much for your time today, and we will talk again next month.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
All right. Again, that's Dr. Tara Merzak with Sanford Health in Oaks, and for Midweek Focus on the Tornado.